All right, let's summarize all of those new capabilities in build 23.2.1. New multi-panel layouts are available to optimize display space on horizontal or vertical screen orientations. You can easily swap the number of columns and rows from the right click and hold menu. A new rain rate classification algorithm has been added to aid you in understanding the rain rate relationships contributing to dual pole QPE. Canadian weather radar data is anticipated shortly after deployment of build 23.2.1. The data is available as a countrywide reflectivity mosaic, and the full dual pole suite of products is available for each dial radar. Other small changes include the removal of the legacy LSR application. Non-dedicated radar connections are filtering out duplicate SBN data requests. The SBC day 4-8 probability of severe weather has been added. The N-Sharp tool loaded from the Tools menu now supports multiple soundings. The AIR searches are now working again for all sites. A new multicolor and sampleable TAF station plot is now available. And the experimental heat risk product in GFE is being integrated into a special dash release for all CONUS sites shortly after 23.2.1 deployment.